Good morning. This is Brad Smith again with the Oakland Church of Christ here in Athens, Alabama. And we want to thank you very much for tuning in and listening this morning to this short radio program. We want to continue our theme this week that we started yesterday and talking about the Apostle Paul and trying to learn some specific lessons and make some specific applications to our lives that we can learn from this great Bible character that he showed his great discipleship. And we want to try and see if we can learn some things this week as we study this character to help us improve our discipleship. We talked about yesterday how even a person, as opposed to New Testament Christianity, as Paul was early in his life, he was not out of reach of God's power or too lost for the power of the gospel to change him and enable him to correct his life. I'm turning again to Acts chapter 9 this morning after Paul or Saul here is baptized. One thing that really sticks out to me we see in verse 19. Now for several days he was with the disciples who were at Damascus, and immediately he began to proclaim Jesus in the synagogues, saying, "He is the Son of God." All those hearing him continued to be amazed and were saying, "Is this not he who in Jerusalem destroyed those who called on his name? And who had come here for the purpose of bringing them bound before the chief priests?" But Saul kept increasing in strength and confounding the Jews who lived at Damascus by proving that this Jesus is the Christ. Skipping down to verse 26, when he came to Jerusalem, he was trying to associate with the disciples, but they were all afraid of him, not believing that he was a disciple. But Barnabas took hold of him and brought him to the apostles and described to them how he had seen the Lord on the road and that he had talked to him, and how at Damascus he had spoken out boldly in the name of Jesus. And he was with them, moving about freely in Jerusalem, speaking out boldly in the name of the Lord. And he was talking and arguing with the Hellenistic Jews, but they were attempting to put him to death. Paul's repentance was on full display and even confounded both the early Christians, who had assumed he had come and had remembered him coming to Jerusalem to persecute them, and it was confounding the Jews. What is the lesson for us? All of us mess up and sin enters our lives, and we must ask God for forgiveness and help us to do better. We should take note of Paul and see the tenacity and zeal he displayed here in Acts chapter 9. Paul wasted no time in changing his direction. He immediately went out preaching. This shows a heart of true repentance, doesn't it? Repentance carries with it the idea of changing. Changing your mind, changing your attitude, changing your ways. Paul would later say in 2 Corinthians chapter 7, "For godly sorrow produces repentance leading to salvation." If we are truly repentant, our will is brought into action and we will make a reversal of direction. Notice the example that Paul sets here. He wasted no time. He immediately went out for the other side, preaching the gospel. Paul showed no drop-off when he was attacking Jesus and Christians. And now he is attacking for Jesus and for Christianity. Let's understand that our repentance is only made possible by the death of Jesus Christ that forgives us of our sins when we ask for that forgiveness. We must show action and we must show a change of heart, mind, behavior, and attitude. Paul would later say in verse 11 of 2 Corinthians 7, "For behold, what earnestness this very thing, this godly sorrow, has produced in you. What vindication of yourselves, what indignation, what fear, what longing, what zeal, what avenging of wrong. In everything you demonstrated yourselves to be innocent in the matter. Let's be like Paul and avenge our wrong whenever we commit it, and by asking God to forgive us, let's work even harder for him." We want to invite you to come worship with us anytime that you find it convenient to do so here at Oakland. We are located at 18111 Townsend Ford Road, which is located just off of New Cut Road. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Bible study and 10:20 for worship service. We meet again on Sunday evening at 5 p.m. and Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. for Bible study. If you are ever in the area at those times, please come by and worship God with us. Our goal is to simply worship God in the pattern He has laid out for us in His Word, the Bible, and to do Bible things in Bible ways. We hope you have a good rest of the day today. God bless you.